Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no-bullshit world. Because every one of us should be honored to be protected by the men and women of the military who fought and served for our country and who continue to fight and serve for our country. No doubt. Well, happy Veterans Day, everybody, to everyone out there. And you got to be thankful for our military because it protects our way of life. Wouldn't you say, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Check it out. We have the Gun Hill Royals in the house today. Kyle Wyman and Austin McNutt is in the house. We're going to be doing a little Acoustic Tuesday for you. Right, guys?
Yeah.
On this cool day, man. It kind of turned out pretty cool. They're like an Americana band. A little country in there, too. So, really looking forward to it for seeing that. We'll get to that. And if you missed yesterday's show, it was Movie Monday, and I reviewed Interstellar. Did you guys see that?
Have not.
No, no.
Mm. Well, I did. Can't tell you. I'm not talking. You got to check it out in the archives. Yeah, we do that every Monday, do a little review and give it a 1, 2, or 3 thumbs up. So, yeah, you got to go check it out or go to my website, richtola.com. You could also see the Rich Picks there. It's the best of the best. Some live music. Get these guys in there. And I'm really looking forward to catching you guys. We're going to do 2 songs today, right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. First, let's get some shout-outs going. If you guys want to get some shout-outs on the show, check it out on my website under Advertise With Us. But this is a happy birthday to my dear friend, Bobby, from Los Angeles. Hey, Bobby, you got to get your butt back in yoga, girl, because last night we rocked it. You guys practice yoga?
I do.
I haven't.
Yeah, I was like, Austin's like, no, never. So you do, Kyle?
Yeah.
Really?
Many years now.
I could see that. Oh, my God, man. The ladies are going nuts for you in there. Good look. Both of these guys. Well, we got the Greg Allman over here. Austin's got the Greg Allman thing. And I mean, you got a lot of that Hugh Jackman over there. I'm not sure. But,
Maybe
he's a little bigger than who knows. But, Bobby, yeah, we had a killer class last night. I did a 12-part sequence. No shit. Yeah, with triangle, Ardha Chandrasana, warrior, 1, 2, 3, lunge. Nice. I mean, we rocked it. Extended side angle. Awesome. Hey, guys, have anybody done? Right? You like all that?
Yeah.
Well, give a birthday shout out to Demi Moore. She's 52. Oh, I just watched that the other night, About Last Night with Rob Lowe. You guys see that?
I've never seen it.
I have not.
Too young. That was from 1986. Woo, showing my age again. And another shout out, Leonardo DiCaprio. He's 40, the big 4-0 today.
He's fantastic.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's awesome. And, well, there you go for our birthdays, and I want to give a happy anniversary shout-out. Who's we talking here? My publicist, Jana, and her husband, Anise. They've been married 3 years. Wow. Congrats, girl, and good luck with everything. 11-11-11 she got married on. You know what that means?
No.
Well, 11 in numerology, it's a master number. So you get the sort of double whammy. You get 2 times the properties of number 1. Right? I mean, 11's a great number. And it's also about balance and integrity. Got to have balance in your life. What else about number 11? It's the atomic number of the element sodium. Yeah, it's not so good for it. Apollo 11 was the first manned spacecraft land on the moon. Mm-hmm. There's an 11 guns in the gun salute to the military. Yeah, how about that? 11 players on a soccer field, football field, cricket field, rugby field. And then the Grateful Dead. You guys like the Dead?
I do.
Yeah.
They have a song called The 11. And then World War I, I guess this is all wrapped into Veterans Day. It ended on November 11th, 1918. Went into effect at 11 a.m. on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Wow.
A lot of 11s.
Yeah.
I want to get an RIP shout out to my late Uncle Mickey. My Uncle Mickey was 55 years older than me, born on the same day. This guy was a corporal in the Army. He served in World War II. Hey, Mick, I won't be seeing you at the graveyard. You always go and talk to him. I go see him at the graveyard, and we have a chat. Yeah, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when he turned 90. He lived to 96. He would have been 106 today. It was 10 years ago.
Wow.
And, I used to go see him. Dr. Cook, they called him. Great guy. And then he was 90. Put him in nursing home. And I'd go see him all the time and sit with him and walk him around. And then, you know, that disease, if over time, he didn't really know who I was. But, man, I miss you, Mick. So I'm giving a shout-out to my man over there. He's in New Jersey. All right, guys. On that note, we go around on this day in history. Before we go around the globe, let's talk about what happened real quick. Couple things. Kate Smith in 1939, she first sang Irving Berlin's God Bless America, right? Forever changing professional sports. We had the Dow Jones in 1972 move past 1,000 for the first time. Now we're what, close to 18,000? You guys have any money in the market, or are you starving artists?
Do not. Well, not starving.
Not starving. No, it's all good. You're just pursuing it.
Yep.
In 1997, Roger Clemens, he won his fourth Cy Young. He ended up winning seven. You guys know that, most in baseball. And he has a lifetime ERA of 3.12. I was a big Clemens fan.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome. And a lot of strikeouts, 4,672, 354 wins. Anyway, and then the incident when he threw the bat at Mike Piazza. He threw it, Mike Piazza, and then he threw it back anyway. And 2009, Taylor Swift, as her second, actually, and Brad Paisley at the 43rd Country Music Awards. They were big winners. So anyway, that was our day in history. And on that note, we're gonna go around the globe for the latest news. But here we go. It's all about Veterans Day. So I'm going to talk about that because it is a special day. And there's a lot of freebies, calling this Freebies for Vets. Check it out. Hey guys, this is free. Neither of you are veterans, correct?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Me neither. But here we go. You want to get a free haircut? Go to Great Clips today. Yeah, you get a card for a free haircut, redeemable by December 31st. So that's pretty cool. All right, here we go. How about eating a free meal? You can go to Hooters.
That's not Hooters. Bad.
Not bad. They're giving you up to $10.99 with any drink purchase. You got Applebee's, Chili's, California Pizza Kitchen, we call that CPK out here. They're offering free meals, right, from a special menu to vets or active military. So all these are for vets or active military. Shoney's, they get the free burger, the All-American Burger. Red Robin, you get the Tavern Double Burger with the bottomless steak fries. I'd go for those.
Sounds pretty good.
Max and Emma's gives you the cheeseburger combo plus dessert. Yeah, I'm just going to give you all these. Golden Corral. Get a free dinner buffet from 5 to 9 with a beverage. Bonanza Steakhouse, get a free buffet, right? Starbucks, they're all getting in on the action. Look what they're doing. Give you a free tall brewed coffee, plus for your spouse. These guys aren't married, huh?
No.
I'm soon to be, though.
You're soon to be?
Yeah, next year.
No kidding.
Yeah, next July.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How long have you been together?
Well, this will show my age, but 22 years.
What?
22 years.
No kidding.
No.
22, Jesus. What'd you start dating when you were one?
Well, 16, so you can do
no
math.
No shit.
Yeah.
No, this guy. Talk about staying young. Last week, we did 20 ways to be 20 years young. I mean, dude, you look young. Really? That's awesome. 22 years with her, huh? Yep. So is that like a high school sweetheart?
Yep.
No kidding. Wow, lucky guy. Lucky.
I am lucky.
Yeah, you are lucky, or maybe she's lucky, too. Well, but if you go to IHOP, you'll get lucky. You get the free red, white, and blue pancakes. I'm a big IHOP fan.
Oh, yeah.
Right? 7 to 7.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, me too. I got to go. Bob Evans. You guys go to Bob Evans? I've never been there.
No, I've never been to one.
Yeah, you could do all-you-can-eat hotcakes today for the vets. A lot of good shit for the vets. How about ice cream? You got Handel's homemade ice cream and yogurt. They're giving away a free single scoop cone. And get appetizer at Red Lobster. I like Red Lobster.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Get a free app there. You guys like beer?
Good question.
Stupid question. Yeah, stupid question. Well, get a free craft beer at any of these Craftworks restaurant and breweries. It's Gordon Biersch. They're in Burbank.
Yeah, good beer.
It is good beer. Yeah, right. I live right across the street. You go there?
I've been there a couple times, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good spot. Old Chicago Pizza they own, and they own Chop House. A couple spots. You get some of that, and then you get a free donut. Well, this you got to go to. Krispy Kreme. Check it out. Free donut with a small coffee. And Chuck E. Cheese. That's for kids, but you get 20 free game tokens. Man, I'm really digging this. How about the last two here? If you want to get your junk hauled away, free junk removal.
All right.
From J Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. Way to go, J Dog.
I wasn't sure where that one was going to go.
Yeah. Okay. Way to be the top dog over there. And finally, this is my favorite. I used to teach here, actually. You get a free workout at 24-Hour Fitness.
All right.
Hey, kudos to 24 because that's a good thing, giving these guys a free workout. What about free music aside from today? We're going to do our free music. But do you guys know tonight HBO has got this 3-hour concert from 7 to 10 Eastern Time? You guys playing that? Oh, you're going to fly to Washington?
We wish.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, hey, it's a big big concert, Concert for Valor. It's headlined by The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Love him.
Oh, yeah, I grew up on Bruce.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson, Carrie Underwood. You got Dave Grohl's performing.
Oh, yeah.
Metallica, Rihanna, Eminem.
Nice.
I love Eminem. Zach Brown. I hope he plays that song Free. Yeah, I play that in my yoga class.
That'd be fitting, man.
Yeah, right?
Big fan of his.
Yeah, he's great. Local guy, right? Zach's from down here? Or Southern California, I thought.
I thought he was a Georgia guy.
Oh, is he?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's like kind of big in the whole beachy world down here. I mean, the kind of surfer communities.
Yeah.
Yeah, knew that. Yeah, expect to see Meryl Streep, Bryan Cranston, Will Smith, and HBO's John Oliver all going to be getting in on the action. That's pretty cool. I mean, The Boss headlining, I'm on to that. Hey, what about World War II? Because, you know, aside from, you know, Afghanistan, the most recent, all the wars recently, even through Vietnam, you know, we're going back to World War II. This is what the vets, you know, these guys are in their 90s. Most living World War II vets are in their 90s. But here's some other stats maybe you didn't know. There's 16 million Americans served during World War II. Yeah, and there are more, well, actually, it says there are 1 million living World War II vets as of January 1st, 2014. The only thing is that 413 World War II vets die each day.
So wow.
That's about 130,000 off the 1 million. So, yeah, and they said by 2036, there'll be no more living World War II vets. And that was the war to end all wars. Didn't exactly do that. But, yeah, they said the average soldier was 26 years old. Man, that's like your age.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1944. And then sailors and Marines were even younger. So, hey, man, kudos to the guys that... they're still around, the old-timers that remember it and knew what it was to live through hell, I guess, and saving it from helping the rest of us in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling this Way to Go Schultzy, our buddy Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. He's a force behind this concert, this all-star concert at the National Mall tonight. It takes place in D.C. Shout out to my peeps in D.C. He's all about empowering vets and not just coffee. How about a new job? Yeah, this is guy. I mean, I really like what he's done. Starbucks has committed to hiring 10,000 vets over 5 years. Yeah, and he says they employed a recruiter who's a veteran, and he, quote, understands the language and the anxiety and can bridge the gap. Because a lot of the guys, I guess men and women of the armed forces, you know, there's already 1,000 people he's hired. So he's definitely making it work for the vets. And what else is we talking about here? Yeah, look at the unemployment. This is a report. This is why the kind of stuff this guy does is great for our country. Report released by Congress's Joint Economic Committee. It was a 12-month average unemployment rate. Okay, so for post-9/11 vets, it was 7.6%, which is higher than the national average. Female post-9/11 vets, 8.3%. And for the younger vets from 18 to 24, it was almost 22%. That's way too high. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, go to Starbucks. I mean, he's helped put this whole concert together featuring Bruce and the gang. And, you know, go get a job, people. And let me say, I want to quote this because Howard Schultz, he said this, and I believe this. He says, quote, "It would be a tragedy if we spent 10 to 15 years in Iraq and Afghanistan and we do something that is somewhat similar to Vietnam, not vilifying veterans like we did in the post-Vietnam years, but allowing them to become a distant memory," he says. "That would be tragic." I believe that.
Me too.
You know, you got to honor the past, for sure. You know, don't futurize, but honor the past. And you guys may have known this already. How did it come about? All right. U.S. President Woodrow Wilson was the first. He first proclaimed Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919. But then in 1938, it was a congressional act that approved and made it a legal holiday. But it really wasn't until 1954 under Dwight D. Eisenhower. He signed a bill that basically made it a national holiday. And then on June 1st is the official. It was amended because they call it an armistice. They changed it to Veterans Day. So on June 1st, 1954, it's been been Veterans Day, a national holiday, and since then it's all about, you know, remembering and honoring. So cool stuff, huh?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, cool stuff there. And let's get some cool stuff to our sponsors. I'm going to take a moment here to thank our sponsors. You guys are interested in becoming a sponsor, check it out on the website. But here we go. I love this organization, Dress for Success. Yeah, Dress for Success is an international not-for-profit organization that promotes the economic independence of disadvantaged women by providing professional attire, a network of support, and the career development tools to help women thrive in work and in life. Because it's all about helping your fellow mankind, or for dressforsuccess.org, it's womankind, by helping those less fortunate. You got to be thinking about this, especially days like today. Just like West Coast director Rena De Assis and the folks in Los Angeles have done by serving more than 4,000 clients by partnering with over 160 community agencies since opening in 2009. Yeah, check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at DFS West. And my Tola Talks interview, I interviewed Rena on October 29th. Really cool interview. Or come to the Shop for Success LA event. It's on the November 20th to the 23rd. I'll be there on Saturday. It's in Westwood Village at 1000 Westwood Boulevard. You can buy all sorts of things. 100% of all proceeds benefit the charity. So hope I see you guys there. And how about our second sponsor here, John Francis Beauty? I mean, I know John Francis. What a cool guy. And you want to look and feel your best with one of the most sought-after editorial and celebrity stylists in the business? Man, then look no further. John Francis, founder and chief visionary of John Francis Beauty, is a creative force of nature with an eye for defining the latest styles, no doubt. His creative vision, combined with his talents for enhancing the natural beauty of his clients such as Hayden Panettiere, Hilary Duff, Gerard Butler, and Sting, just to name a few, have made him quite the industry favorite. You can visit his website at johnfrancisbeauty.com, and you can follow him on Facebook and Instagram at johnfrancisbeauty. Pretty easy. Definitely check him out. Both men and women, because you don't have to be a celebrity to experience the best. And you can check out my interview. Interviewed him on Tola Talks on September 8th. Really cool interview. Fascinating guy. Passion for style. Passion for hair. Not to mention he's a family man. Little baby here he has. And he's into surfing and motocross. Love this guy. So check out John Francis. John Francis Beauty. Wow. Moving right along, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Coming up to you pretty soon here, because we do this every day. We give out a Get Your Shit Together award. Because he's like looking at me like, what the hell's that?
He's telling you to get your shit together, Austin. He's looking at you when he's.
I'm looking at you. No. No. Austin, you got longer hair than me. Holy cow. I love it. You got the cool style, almost like a 60s throwback.
Yeah, a flare of that in there, for sure.
I like that. He's got the jeans, like the bell-bottom. Are they back, bell-bottom jeans?
I don't know. For me, they are.
I love that.
They never left town.
They never left town. I was wearing those back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, these guys got a cool style. Well, unlike this jackass over here at the Get Your Shit Together one, yeah, it's all about getting your shit together in every area of your life, some component, you know, some bozo does something stupid, and we give them the award. Like this guy. Springfield, Massachusetts, right? Another disrespectful. This guy, talk about this, but it's kind of interesting. You might say to yourself, well, who's at fault here? You know, it's like calling this the neglectful pooper scooper. Yeah, this guy, Michael Valentin. I'm calling it Valentin because it's T-I-N, not T-I-N-E. He's 33 years old, and he looks like deranged. You see a picture of him. He was arrested this past weekend for stabbing 46-year-old woman and her 23-year-old daughter. Why? Oh, well, let me tell you. The police say this guy attacked. I mean, it stemmed from an argument. He attacked these women after they had an argument because the victim's pit bull was pooping on the rear stairs of the apartment building and in the side yard. I mean, no kidding.
Wow.
This guy, right, he's a felony assault and battery by a dangerous weapon, attempted murder. Okay, so here's what happens. The deputies show up at 9:30 in the morning at his apartment building because he's fighting. I must be arguing with these ladies. He tries to resolve it. They get the landlord, which is really what the landlord, I was a landlord, know what that's like. Okay, you say to the woman, listen, you can't have your dog shitting all over the place, honey. It's disrespectful to the people in the building. You got to clean it up. Maybe she forgot. Maybe she was just lazy. Maybe she needs to get her shit together. But regardless, They leave. The cops leave. The landlord leaves. And then all of a sudden, violence erupted. It's a second floor neighbor who stabs him with a knife. The woman gets stabbed several times in the back. The daughter gets stabbed in the neck and the face. I mean, the daughter's in good condition. The mom's in stable condition. But, I mean, come on, people.
That's unbelievable.
That's violence. A literal get-your-shit-together moment there, too. I mean, somebody's got to. Got to
get your shit together. I mean, what's the moral to the story? I mean, anybody out there who's got a negative or kind of mean streak in you, you might. You can't resort to violence. No, it ruins your life.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. I mean, come on. You're 33 years old and you do that. And I don't know if he's got a rap sheet. Who knows? But you can kill somebody. Right? It's ultimate in selfishness. I mean, we're not talking going to war here. We're not talking military men and women who are protecting our rights and are out there doing it for the rest of us. You're talking about some jackass who takes it upon himself to inflict harm on another human being. Can't do that.
Nope.
Got to be practicing peace, love, and understanding, right, Alston?
Absolutely.
From the 60s. Yeah. Not a lot of mumbo-jumbo. No, it's true. I mean, you guys know. I mean, that's what this is all about, is sending out the good vibes and the good energy. And so there you go. Our Get Your Shit Together Award, going over to Massachusetts for that. And on that note, the Gun Hill Royals.
All
right. Yep. What do you say, guys? Oh, yeah. Well, now there's actually two of the members here, as I said, Kyle and Alston.
Yep.
But you had five in the group, correct?
Yes. Yeah, five.
You kind of do a whole, what do you got, the drum? Now, we can only do guitars here, folks, so that's why these guys said we'll just bring in a couple.
Yeah, so we brought two guitars today, but we got bass, keys, and drums, and then working on 3-4-part harmony at the time, so
nice.
It's all a work in progress.
Yeah,
you got to check out their website, gunhillroyals.com. Got some music out. You're also playing a couple shows. I like this. You're playing Hotel Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great place.
Yeah, I love
that's
that
on the 20th.
Yep, next Thursday.
What time do you go on? You have a set time?
11 p.m.
Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah. You got the man. Yeah, that's good. I usually go to the ones at like 8, 9.
Yeah. We're closing the night, so.
Ooh, nice. So you get to play a longer set.
We do.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you're playing. I like this. I've been to this. The Legion 43, American Legion 43. That's on Friday.
Yes.
Yep.
In Hollywood. Yeah.
That's a great spot.
It is a great spot.
Yeah. A lot of good friends there, and
that's a big place.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. A lot of history, and just a really good vibe. You know, like it's a place you go where you can actually sit down and chat with everybody that's in the room, and you know, you just feel like you're kind of at home. And
real place, right near the Hollywood Bowl, right? Right there.
Yep.
Right there. Yeah.
Right next door.
I used to go to. Well, it's not music, but there used to be these shop events for women. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, they used to have these, like, I forget what it was, where they had where women go. It's all like women's displays. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of women there for your show, or is it all veterans?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, Austin's like, Kyle's like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm getting married. Shit. Now, Kyle, you're from Green Bay.
Yeah, a little north of Green Bay.
Wow.
Originally. Mm-hmm.
You a cheesehead?
Absolutely, of course.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Have you ever worn one of those cheeseheads to a game or something?
You know, honestly, I never have. No. They look pretty comfortable, and maybe someday, maybe for Christmas. You know, I'll put it on my wish list.
I'm not saying that's your style, though. You're a little hipper. You're a little hipper for that. I don't think that's going to work going into Hollywood.
Probably not.
Yeah. At Hotel Cafe, they'll kick you right out. I'll say, hey, jackass, get out of here. Go get your shit together, Ward, and come back.
I would understand that completely.
And now Austin's from, I mean, this is a place where you're banished. You're banished to Saskatchewan. I didn't know anyone from, you're from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yeah, born and raised. I made it out.
Has anybody ever met anybody? I mean, what is there, like a population of 1,000? How many people live in Saskatchewan?
Oh, I couldn't say with accuracy. Now I've been away for so long, but it's definitely bigger than that. But.
It's bigger than that. So how long have you, you lived there growing up?
Yeah, I lived there until I was probably about, 17, 18.
Really?
Probably around that, yeah.
You speak French?
I took some in elementary school, but...
But you didn't really have to in Saskatchewan, right? Or...
It was mandatory for a couple of years.
Okay.
But it didn't stick.
It didn't stick. So what do people like on the street? They're not speaking French? Not French speaking?
No, not so much in Saskatchewan. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's prairie country, you know. Flat farmland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you farm?
Well, my uncle farmed, you know, just grains, barley, wheat, okay. that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it gets cold?
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I lived in Chicago, that. Which was cold. Well, you're Green Bay. Yeah.
It's snowing there right now, as far as I know.
The whole Midwest is getting slammed. But Saskatchewan, is it the same temperature similar to or even?
It's cold. Probably pretty comparable. It gets cold.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't miss it.
So you got out of there right out of high school?
Yep.
I like hit the eject button, said I can't come back. Don't want to come back?
I still love going back for a visit.
Oh, yeah. Is your family still there?
Yeah, I got some family still up there.
All right, give them a shout out in Saskatchewan, Canada, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some, from Chicago, we did, I never went to Green Bay. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever been in Green Bay, the city.
It's a nice town.
Nice town.
It is, yeah, man, great people.
Great community, right?
Yeah, I always love going back there. Still have a lot of really good friends there and family, of course. Who I don't see often enough, but... Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, you come here. You guys have been here for what? But band's been together almost 2 years, year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Austin and I started it and then slowly been putting the pieces together.
Now, is that hard to put two guys start it, right? You connect, mm-hmm. you're singing. You know. Is it hard to kind of, do you go through different people or you try them out? How does it work? Or is it just click? You're like, I know.
Sometimes it clicks. And sometimes you got to go through a few different people.
Sure. And Yeah, you just try to find the right combination, the right vibe, the right, groove, just where everybody's kind of seeing eye to eye. So, but I think we're finding that right now.
Kind of gelled?
Just starting to, and it feels pretty good.
Yeah,
cool music. You guys check them out. Now, you're on, you have anything on the iTunes out there? Or it's on your site in Reverb Nation, right?
Yeah, nothing on iTunes yet. Facebook and our website, and I'm going to start putting out some newer stuff here, so.
Yeah, you're always writing, right? You're always creating.
Yep.
I would think, and in the band, kind of in the early, a year or so, it's still kind of early for the band. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, you got a cool sound, so what do you think? Let's play a song now, get you warmed up a little, tune it up. Now, what's this song called? What are we hearing?
I think we're going to do Gimme a Smile first.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun little ditty, easy to get into.
Cool, I like that. Well, they're gonna get the guitars and get tuned up here, folks. Okay. We're gonna be listening to "Give Me a Smile" from the Gun Hill Royals.
All right,
guys, take it away.
I think we're pretty well in tune, huh?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, the band was done for the evening, and the crowd had gone home for the night. Then came a ray howling through the airwaves, a little song, feeling alright. Just give me a smile and tell me you love me. I'll make it worth your while if you give me a chance. Yeah, just close your eyes and make it easy. But there's nowhere else I'd rather be than in your arms tonight. These are the days I've seen when I'm dreaming, and the moments I hoped would arrive. Life is a gift, so live it like you mean it, and not one regret when you die. Well, just give me a smile and tell me you love me. I'll make it worth your while if you give me a chance. Yeah, just close your eyes and make it easy. But there's nowhere else I'd rather be than in your arms tonight. La da da do, la da da do, la da da do, la da da do. La da da do, 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 la da da do. Just give me a smile and tell me you love me. I'll make it worth your while if you give me a chance. Yeah, just close your eyes and make it easy. But there's nowhere else I'd rather be than in your arms tonight. But there's nowhere else I'd rather be than in your arms tonight.
Woo! Oh man, oh, that's an awesome. Yeah, you guys loving that.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Dude, that voice, it's like you got a little Elvis going on in there.
Oh, well, that's definitely a compliment.
No, it's really cool, man. We got that's Kyle Wyman there on the vocals and guitar, and you got Austin McNutt. Man, you got that sort of all-American. I feel that.
That's good.
I'm feeling it.
Good, man.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, the acoustic. I'm a huge fan of acoustic. So do you ever get a chance to do like a – like this, like two of you, they ever get requires you to do everything as the band now?
Now it's always as the band now, but yeah.
Like when you formed, it was the two of you, where you like kind of just make, you know.
Just us sitting around the room playing acoustics, yeah. Trying to hash out songs.
Just putting parts together. And,
but we've done, a few acoustics. I'd like to do more, I think, It's easy to, I think it's easier for people to get into and really hear the bare bones of the song. Hear the vocals.
Yeah, it's easy to put out.
And the guitar is better.
It's
easy to do stuff like this. You just show up and
Up and play. I mean, I believe that because, we're all doing the same. Like, we're pursuing our passions here. And, of course you want to be better if someone's paying you a lot of money to do it rather than you paying money to. But I know it's not about that, but it's about creating.
Yeah. Either way, I think.
Kind of stay alive.
I think that's just what we do. So.
Yeah.
You just keep putting it out there.
Absolutely.
All right. So the band's been together, like you said, about a year and a half now, and you guys are rocking it in L.A. So you're here in L.A. Do you ever do some traveling? Do you get a chance to move around?
We'd like to.
Yeah, we're hoping to do more. We've just been putting the pieces together and in place, but I think that is in the longer,
You got to do the tour thing. Yeah, once you start, it's like, then you're out there.
Yeah, and to do it wisely, make sure you don't come back off the road with yourself in a hole without a job.
Right. Yeah. No, it's what I said. It's challenging, It's the same thing here, whether it's the advertising. I mean, you got to keep the light. We all do. We have to keep the lights on while pursuing our passion. It's a very challenging road. I mean, I love, especially musicians, because a lot of, actors, entertainers come to it a little bit later, but musicians, you kind of like when you're young, right? You just know. You're just, were you playing as a little kid? You just kind of knew music did something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think we both grew up in pretty musical families, just lovers of music. And, my mom was always a piano player, so I'd wake up to the sound of her playing piano on the other side of the wall. And I know Austin's family's musicians.
Parents had a country band growing up. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. It was always around.
Always around. So you started playing young?
Yeah. Probably around 12, I think. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is self-taught? Did you take lessons?
I took a few lessons. I started because my brother played, my older brother. So
okay.
Yeah.
A couple of lessons. But then it's really about you and the guitar on time, right? Everything's more time you do it.
Yeah. Just dedicating the time to it, yeah.
It's like anything out there, right? Time. It's all about effort, energy, and time because that's all we have.
There really is. Yeah. And just persistence. And
if you love it, if you love it, it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're pushing it and so what part of town do you live in, Kyle?
Echo Park. Love it. Yeah, over there.
Silver Lake Reservoir was ranked my top three 30-minute treks. All right, go there?
Yeah.
That's awesome, right? The loop?
Yep, we just walked around it on Saturday afternoon, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, Echo Park, folks, is right next to Silver Lake, these two kind of towns on the way to downtown.
Yeah.
And how about you, Austin?
I'm in Highland Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little out there.
Yeah, it's a little farther out, but it's a great little neighborhood.
It is.
Yeah, I love it there.
Yeah, I know Highland Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I got it. So then you come together. How often do you bid everybody together, the five of you, and where do you do it? At someone's house or you're renting studio space? That gets expensive.
It does, but we split it, you know, so honestly it's pretty pretty affordable, it's, you know, between five guys in the show.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, we rehearse in Burbank.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Yep.
Nightingale Studios.
I know where you guys, yeah, you do, or Nightingale. How about that? I got a buddy of mine that practices there, rehearses there.
It's it's great.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's a good chill place.
Yep.
How about that?
We love it.
Yeah, so you guys are there, you're always putting stuff out, always making it happen.
Yeah, looking to do some more, you know, get more online presence, a little more video stuff, probably shoot to do a single here. We got a couple songs that are probably more oriented towards like single material, so hopefully in the new year.
Just keep putting
really
it out.
Moving.
Yeah, you got to put out pictures. People like, you guys have a cool look. You got to do the pictures, the videos, even if it's a minute.
Exactly.
A minute sampling, catching you live, like Hotel Cafe. Mm-hmm. You're able to film that? Or get someone out there with a little.
Film in that room? I'm not sure. Actually.
Well, I've seen, I go there, and you know, you got to get someone with the camera phone just to get you 30 seconds.
Exactly.
From the side, let them go off to the side over there to the right. They don't bother you.
It's the really mysterious guy in the trench coat or something.
You don't want to whip out the whole camera. You know what I mean? Get a good the iPhone 6. There you go.
Yeah.
Girl stand and get it like a hot girl, your wife probably or soon to be. Let's have her stand there.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, I'm sure. Have her right there. And I would, you know, because that's like people like that. Even a 10-second thing on Instagram, you're going to do it. Yeah, you got a Facebook. Yeah. It's tricky. Yeah. I mean, that's what Jana does. I mean, she's great at it. But it's like, you know, this whole, there's so many, everybody, you know, picture of their dog. There's so many kind of, how do you filter through it all? It's
takes
tough.
Time.
Damn, good question.
It's tough. And the town is great, but.
Yeah.
It's like a tree falls in the forest. Does anybody hear it?
Yeah.
Nobody's there. But we got to keep at it. I mean, Steve Martin said it'd be so good they can't ignore you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys have a great sound, and you're rocking. I love this Hotel Cafe. You guys, remember, on the 20th, they'll be at Hotel Cafe. Now, is anyone able to go to the Legion event, or is that close?
Yes, this event is open to the public on the Friday, the 21st. Yeah.
So you got the 20th, and so Thursday and Friday of next week. That's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a good weekend.
Oh yeah, we're looking forward to it. Yeah, we're playing with the LA Hootenanny too. So they do a lot of gigs around here, and they're really fun. A lot of good fun, dancey kind of country numbers and stuff. So
Do people get up and do the I guess they dance right with their music?
They do. Yeah. I mean, those guys especially. They have. I mean, we got a couple songs that are more two steppers, and those guys got some friends and fans that come, and they actually have. Kind of choreographed dances for some of their songs, which are really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's choreographed.
Yeah.
So do you meet a lot of other musicians along the way? You're in passing? Or, you kind of just, you're doing your thing, but you're out there.
Yeah.
You go to, so what about Room 5? I always say that because you're, that's Room 5 Lounge.
I heard of it.
It's on La Brea.
Yeah.
I've never been.
You guys should go there. It's on the second, it's like above this Middle Eastern restaurant. Kind of like where all those little galleries are there below Melrose, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to check it out. It's on the west side of the street.
I have seen a show there. I take that back. I've seen one group play there, and it's a real nice spot.
It is. It's a small spot, but you know what I mean? When people go, then they go everywhere. Like, once you kind of get that live music bug, there's a lot of that here, but you definitely want to, they'll put you on the bill.
Yeah.
Even if you do this, I mean, I will say it's a kind of a small place. If you did an acoustic thing, they would love it.
Yeah, it's definitely, that room is tailored to acoustic.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's tailored, but the Hotel Cafe is definitely tailored for you guys.
It's a good listening room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. We're going to keep having some fun here. What do we got? What do we got next? Hey, we got another song. These guys, I think you guys can play. Yeah, let's do one more. We got another 10 minutes here, so we'll get. What's this next one called?
This one is called "This Ship Ain't Taking Water." I actually wrote this song. I was helping my buddy build helping him build a garage studio, a recording studio, and this garage leaked super bad. Like every time it would rain, it would leak like a sieve. So, end of the workday, I was driving home in my truck, and I just said to myself, "This ship ain't taking water," which just meant. Not going to let this place leak, but also referring to, don't take any shit, just stay on course, like, be true to yourself, and just kind of, it's about
believing who you are, worry, this ship ain't taking water,
yeah.
From the Gun Hill Royals, right. Check it out, guys.
All right.
two, three, four. This ship ain't taking water tonight. We have too much to live for, too great the reward. We've been looking all our lives. La-da-da, la-da-da. Going under, we've been looking all our lives. Well, this ship is crossing borders tonight. Crewmen, patrol the water and give the order. Turn out all our lights. La-da-da, la-da-da, la-da-da. They've been giving the orders to turn out all our lights. Is dropping anchor tonight. No, we ain't going nowhere. No time to be scared. We've been looking all our lives. La-da-da, la-da-da. Going nowhere. We've been looking all our lives. We've been looking all our lives.
Oh man, that's another good one.
Thanks, another good one.
You know, if it came to mind over there, I just, not to compare. I think Chris Isaac. Have you been compared to him at all?
No,
but that, I'll take that. Jeez, that guy's.
Yeah, he's got the whole. I mean, I feel that vibe. I feel.
That's fantastic.
You got the soul going on, coursing through the whole country Americana thing to me.
Good.
I love
it. Thank you. We try.
These guys are great. You got Kyle Wyman here in the studio, Austin McNutt from the Gun Hill Royals. Check them out, gunhillroyals.com. And we talked about it. They're going to be playing twice next week. You want to check them out. But good stuff, guys. Really digging it.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so here we go. I mean, at the end of every show, we call this the Fast Five. Five quick questions. Now, I wonder if Kyle's, is it fiance?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if she knows the answers to these. I'd love to get her on the phone and say, hey, you need to know the answers to these before you marry this guy. No, it's not really that bad, but it does give you a little flavor. So, well, Austin, you're going to go first, and Kyle, you hit a second with the answer. Whatever first comes to mind is kind of simple.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number one, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Oh, I'll say vanilla.
Chocolate.
Did she know that answer?
Yeah, I think she would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, tropical island or New York City?
I got to go tropical island.
tropical island, hands
no
down.
No kidding. Is that because you're just going to be sitting under a tree playing with the guitar or what?
Yeah, sounds great.
But in New York, you could be standing on Times Square, a guy looking like you, you know.
Oh, that's
you got
true.
The crazy cowboy with the underwear on, you know about him. You strip down to your underwear, people will be looking, Austin.
All right.
As long as you keep the belt buckle and the bolo tie on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe keep the jeans on. Got the cool jeans. All right. So tropical island. Yeah, I'm a New York City guy.
Yeah, I
gotta
figure
do
that.
I was in Hawaii for 3 months, but nah, I don't know. I went in the water maybe once or twice. I'm not a big guy. All right, number three: ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Wild West.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm a Wild West guy too. But ancient Rome.
It would be cool. Man, imagine if you had a transport. This is a tough one for me. Yeah, the Wild West. The West is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, West is cool. Well, you put the cowboy hat on. Forget about it.
Yeah, I'm already there.
Tony, your hair. He's got the hair. When's the last time he cut your hair? Like 10 years ago?
Oh, it's been a while. I've lost track.
Yeah, too long. All right, number four. Tearjerker or action thriller?
Action thriller.
Mm. Tearjerker. I'm a sucker for sense.
Yeah, so, there you go. How about your fiance? She's into that too?
She probably like the tearjerker. I mean, she likes her action movies, but probably, yeah, I just have to say.
Cuddle up next to a good tearjerker.
Nice heart warmer.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I like those. You guys should see that movie, The Identical. Did you see that?
No.
It's it. Well, you should check it out. I gave it 2 thumbs on. I really like that movie. Yeah. Heartfelt film. Well, it's kind of like mimics the life of the lead. It's a guy named Blake Rain, who he's an Elvis impersonator. And he tried out. He prepared for 1 week. It's like Cincinnati, Ohio. I think I'm getting this right, Blake. Anyway, he prepared and he auditioned. It's like, I don't know, in the 90s. And he wins.
Wow.
And then they go on to make a movie, and it's about two identical twins. Kind of like in the Elvis era. They can't use Elvis. So,
right.
And they get separated, and one becomes Elvis, and the other becomes like a fake Elvis. He's an impersonator. It's kind of interesting. And they end up meeting, but they didn't ever know. They found out later, but cool movie.
Yeah, I gotta check
music.
That out.
Yeah, and they use, the music's written for him, but Blake sings it all. He's,
okay.
Yeah, he's like an Elvis guy, but he's got a cool voice. Anyway, I would check it out. It's a tearjerker.
All right.
It's music. And number five, last one here, candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
I'll go picnic in the park.
Yeah, I think a picnic in the park guy too.
Out in the nature.
Yeah.
Same thing with the guitars. This was a lot of fun, man. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really cool on a Veterans Day. Again, happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. And I want to thank these two guys, right, our special guests today from the Gun Hill Royals. We got Kyle Wyman.
Yep. Happy Veterans Day to my father and all my friends down at the Post 43 in Hollywood. You guys are great.
Yep, you got it, guys. And Austin McNutt.
Yep, happy Veterans Day to everybody.
You got it, man. Thanks for coming in, guys. Awesome. So there you go. And if you want to check us out, you could check out the archives. You know where to find that, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Yeah, and then the website, of course, richtola.com. It's got some cool stuff on it now. Got the live music. You guys are moving right up to the front there. Loving it. Loving it. And then the Rich Pick. So I like this show, so I think we're going to have to pull out a little something on the Rich Picks from this show. Right, guys?
Great.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. And everybody out there, you know, be safe on this holiday. Be respectful, especially of veterans, military. Go out and get those freebies, guys. For anybody listening, get the freebies and enjoy your Veterans Day. Well, hey, I'm Rich Toll, and remember, dreams do come true. But, hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.